Henrietta Mears said, "God is the source of love. Christ is the proof of love. Service is the expression of love. Boldness is the outcome of love."
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Hi, I'm Dave Dino. I don't know about you, but I am continually amazed at the extent of God's love. He knew Jesus would be rejected, betrayed, and murdered. And yet He came to die so that His murderers might live. Today on The Tide, part two of Pastor Dwayne Pottinger's message, Expressing God's Love This Christmas. Let's join him now for a few opening comments. Dwayne, Jesus only left us with two commandments, love God and love others. In fact, love is supposed to be the very thing that distinguishes us from the world. Why, then, do we have so much trouble doing it?
I think the easiest answer to that question, Dave, is one simple word with the letter I in the middle. It's sin. I think it's our disobedience, our selfishness, our pride. All those become obstacles in the way and cause problems in showing the love of God to the world.
Okay, what would you say is the most common obstacle to a Christian expressing God's love to others?
I think I would have to answer that by saying it is the breakdown of our love relationship with God. We have to realize that we can only give what we have. And God is the source of love. Scripture says God is love. It is only as we spend time in God's presence that He begins to pour His love into us. As He fills our love tank, it can then flow out of us to other people in the world around us.
Dwayne calls them symptoms of God's love. And believe me, the healthiest Christian should have every single one of them. To hear more, let's join Dwayne for his message, Expressing God's Love This Christmas.
What does love look like? St. Augustine said, it has the hands to help others. It has the feet to hasten to the poor and needy. It has eyes to see misery and want. It has ears to hear and the sighs and sorrows of men. That is what love looks like. So if I would take the risk and be willing to let God's love flow through me, what might that look like? What would be some signs and symbols of God's love flowing through me? Let me share some of them with you. I believe symptoms of God's love would be a tendency to think and act with others in mind. Our human tendency is to think first of who? Self. But love will cause us to think of others with a desire to meet their needs, to meet their wants. So a symptom of love is a tendency to act with others in mind. A second symptom of love, an unmistakable ability to actually enjoy being with others. Oh, I mean, wow, you mean to actually be together? Well, sure. You don't have to think hard back to those times of romantic love, and you don't have to look very far to see it being demonstrated in society. When people are in love, they just enjoy being together. It's sort of at that place where you're content to be together and not have to say anything. Do you know what I'm talking about? It just feels good to be in each other's presence. You can be silent or you can talk. You can be sober or you can laugh. You can play or you can work. It's just being together. Love communicates a sense of value without saying any words. A third symptom of God's love, a loss of interest of judging or condemning someone. There were four bulls out in a pasture. They were best buddies. They always had fun eating and grazing and walking through the meadows together. And there was a lion who was desperately trying to find a way to destroy them, but he knew that he could not attack and destroy or defeat all four of them. He had to come up with a plan to attack one of them at a time. And so what he decided to do was, when one would be a little bit of a distance away from the other two or three, he would slip up and say, "Did you hear what the other bull was saying about you? Did you hear what that bull has been doing? I don't think they like you. I don't think they know what they're doing. There must be something wrong with them." And after a period of time, this lion kept whispering into the ears of these bulls, one at a time, until the bulls began to doubt each other. And after a bit, the bulls began to pull apart. They didn't graze together. They didn't walk through the pasture or the meadows together. They began to find their own areas of eating and grazing, and they had fallen prey to the lion. They were easy prey. They did exactly what he wanted. When I found that illustration, what passage of Scripture do you think I thought of? Satan, like a roaring lion, is seeking whom he may devour. And he uses the very same tactic that he used in this simple little story. He comes up to individuals just like you and me and says, "Oh, did you know? Did you hear? Can you believe? Oh, I have a prayer request. I think you better pray about this." And he suggests little critical judgments, little things that begin to divide or cause questions, doubts, and fears, until those of the body who are to be together as one are separated, easy prey for the enemy. You see, a symptom of love is the loss of interest to judge or condemn. A symptom of love is an increase of desire to protect and care for and nurture. A fourth symptom of God's love: a loss in the ability to have worry or fear. You don't have to raise your hand. I'll raise mine for you. Do any of you struggle with worry or fear? It's called S-T-R-E-S-S, stress. My whole body's coming off the ground. I was thinking about this week. And I was thinking about a little child. You know, a little child doesn't have to worry about what clothes they're going to put on when they get up in the morning. A little child doesn't have to worry about what they're going to eat. They just have confidence that mom or dad are going to have the food there for them. They don't usually worry about whether the house is going to be warm or the vehicle is going to run. There's just a sense of confidence that it'll be okay. My mommy or my daddy will take care of me. Why do we who have the best daddy worry so much? Why do we get so anxious and fearful and stressed out? Maybe it's because we don't know our daddy too well. Or maybe it's because we've been disillusioned or disappointed and we've pulled back out of fear. But you see, when we find God's love to be true and genuine, we can trust Him and have confidence. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid. When we learn to love God and learn the love of God, we'll know that we can trust Him and we won't have to worry anymore. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but worry is like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. We need to get out of that rocking chair of worry and go do something constructive that will help us right now in that moment. Another symptom of love: frequent, unexplainable episodes of appreciation for other people. When there is love inside of us, it won't take long for our eyes to be open to see and appreciate what other individuals are doing around us. I was watching the trucks go by the road yesterday at our house, like they probably were at your house, pushing the snow so we could get out on the roads. And I was, "Oh, thank God for these guys who go out and work endless hours getting the roads open so we can drive on them." Appreciation. Six, another symptom of love is a growing feeling of connectedness with others. I mean, isn't that something that we all long for? I mean, real connectedness beyond this fake, "Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Thanks for coming." We long for a connectedness. We long for relationship. And love will help us go there, to feel connected with other people. Another symptom of love is frequent breakouts with smiles, humor, and laughter. The old saying, laughter is a good medicine. That's so true. According to research that was done at the University of Maryland, it's not far from here, at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, Dr. Michael Miller says that laughter releases chemicals into the bloodstream that relax blood vessels and reduces blood pressure and our heart rate. In a test of 300 people, results showed that individuals with heart problems were 40% less likely to respond with laughter in situations. That means if we learn to laugh more, we will be healthier. Did you know that? I mean, maybe we should start buying joke books or getting funny movies or something, just so we have the ability to laugh. Another symptom of God's love is a peculiar loss of self-interest or self-centeredness. When you have love inside of you, it's like a great story. You just have to tell someone. You can't keep it in. As a matter of fact, you don't even think about yourself. You just want to be with other people. You want to share with other people. 9, another symptom of love is an increased sense of contentment. Contentment. I found this little illustration. You might find it interesting. There is a graveyard in England where a couple is buried side by side. On her tombstone, there is this inscription: "She died for want of things." On his tombstone, it said, "Died trying to give them to her." Buried side by side. You see, I think when we are filled with the love of God, we have no need for anything else. Through my cancer journey, someone gave us a plaque that said this: "When you get to the place where God is all you have, you will know that God is all you will ever need." And I think that is true when we experience the depth of the love of God. When we plunge in, when we just lose ourselves in reckless abandonment in the love of God, we'll get to the place where we know we don't need anything else. Why would I ever want that or this or that? For God's love fills me and gives me contentment like nothing else ever could. Finally, a symptom of love is an increasing desire to develop deeper friendships for others. Develop deeper friendships for others. It will just compel us. It will push us out to want to develop relationships. A new homeowner's lawnmower had broken down and he had been working on it for 2 hours without any success in his backyard. And his next door neighbor had been looking and noticed that he wasn't getting any success. And so he came across the yard and he came with some tools in a toolbox. Within 20 minutes, he had repaired the mower and it was running. "Thanks a million," said the newcomer to the neighborhood. "What do you do with such great tools like that?" The neighbor looked back and said, "Make friends." What are you doing with the tools in your garage or in your shed? Obviously, I had the opportunity to be thinking about this all week, and so when the snowstorm came, I was being challenged. And I looked at the neighbor's driveway, and he was over there with a snowblower, and I was shoveling mine, and I thought, he'll be fine. But after we were done, I saw that he had still a lot to finish, and I went over and struck up a conversation with my new neighbor. And we started talking and talking, and several hours passed till I finally got home, and Rhonda said, "What were you guys talking about? I kept looking out the window to see if you were okay." And that bridge of relationship and friendship all began with the willingness to take a shovel across the yard to help him put snow out of his driveway into his yard. You see, I believe when the love of God begins to fill us, it'll push us out of our comfort zone to begin to build bridges of relationships on which we can share the love of God. And yes, if you're wondering, my hope is that someday I will be able to lead this new friend to Christ. Henrietta Mears said, God is the source of love. Christ is the proof of love. Service is the expression of love. Boldness is the outcome of love. Someone once said, love is the answer no matter what the question is. Oscar Hammerstein said this, a bell is not a bell till you ring it. A song is not a song till you sing it. Love in your heart is not put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. In the context of what we read in 1 John chapter 4, where he said, you cannot love God if you do not love others. What is the challenge that we need to face today? The challenge is, if I'm not feeling the love of God towards other people, then we need to question my love toward God. And I need to first have God fill me with His fresh love for this holiday season so that I might express that love and be able to celebrate the real reason of the season, so that I won't have the enemy steal away my joy and my celebration. For the greatest celebration that was ever given was the gift of the Christ child.
So how many of Duane's symptoms of love do you have? Jesus demonstrated all 10, and if you'll ask Him, He'll help you do the same. Now let's join Duane and our director Don Schenk for a few closing comments. Fellas?
Duane, we're in a season or a time of year where there's a great emphasis on giving. Everyone's thinking about Christmas gifts and what they're going to buy for who they're going to give this to or that to. John 3:16, very common verse to many of us, for God so loved the world that He gave. What's the correlation between love and giving?
I think from everything we can see from God, that love and giving go together. Love motivates us to share. We want to pass on the things that we have been blessed with and share them with other people. The interesting thing is, people who withhold or restrain from giving actually become jealous, spiteful, hateful, angry. Havelock Ellis once said, when love is suppressed, hate takes its place. That's a powerful statement. It's a real challenge for us to get beyond our selfishness and start reaching out with an open hand to give what we have and share it with other people.
Speaking of sharing with other people, Duane, we've been promoting our Radios for India project all month, and I'd like to share with our listeners the most recent report I have from our office in India. This report gives the details of 22 of the radios that we have distributed over there as a result of the generosity of our listeners here. Of these 22, most of the radios have been distributed into the state of Orissa. So we're starting in Orissa and moving out. But a couple of those radios, two of them in fact, also went into West Bengal. And they have been placed with individuals in villages where those individuals can invite groups to come together and listen. Another exciting thing is that three of those radios were placed in what are called SPICE hostels. SPICE is an acronym for Scholarship Program for Indian Children's Education. And the SPICE hostels are hostels where the children from rural families, where there's either too far for them to travel to school or there is no school available, they can come and stay at these hostels. And their parents kind of entrust them to the care of the hostel parents during the school year. A part of that is to provide them with some religious training. And the radio will now give them the opportunity to sit and listen to Christian songs, Christian messages on the radio, not just what we're broadcasting, but what other Christian broadcasters are doing there in India. So we're excited about that.
Don, I just want to share with our audience today, this is a wonderful opportunity that we have to put radios in the hands of people that may never hear the gospel of Jesus Christ other than by radio. If you're listening today and would like an opportunity to share with us in this, we invite you to do that. You can be part of this worldwide ministry by contacting us and helping us provide radios for these individuals. I want to thank you so much for listening and trust that you will continue to remember us in your prayers. It is through God's help and through your prayers that we're able to advance the kingdom of God. Thank you so much. May God bless you.
The bells are ringing, people are singing. Angels say with joy, Jesus is born. There in a manger, he was no stranger. Prophesied, now alive, Jesus is born. The bells are ringing, people are singing. Angels say with joy, Jesus is born. There in a manger, he was no stranger. Prophesied, now alive, Jesus is born. Behold the gift of salvation, a light for all to see, revealing all God's glory, Emmanuel is he. Behold the gift of salvation, in Christ the promised one, shining the darkness, Jesus Christ has come. The bells are ringing, people are singing. Angels say with joy, Jesus is born. There in a manger, he was no stranger. Prophesied, now alive, Jesus is born. The bells are ringing, people are singing. Angels say with joy, Jesus is born. There in a manger, he was no stranger. Prophesied, now alive, Jesus is born. Glory to the King, Lord of everything. Christ is finally come. Glory to the King, let the people sing. Receive him, you can believe him. Glorified, still alive, Jesus is Lord. Glorified, still alive, Jesus is Lord. Glorified, still alive, Jesus is Lord.
Christmas is just around the corner. It's a day when we celebrate God's love for us by giving gifts to people around us. Today, we ask you to extend that spirit of generosity to the people of India. Through a Christmas gift to the Tide, you can help purchase a radio for a needy family in India, or you can sponsor one of our radio programs in that region. To offer your support, call us today toll-free at 1-877-859-5484. This is kind of a Christmas gift from you to the Lord. That's 1-877-859-5484. Shouldn't he be included on your Christmas gift list? Now, when you call with a gift of any size, we'll send you a copy of the booklet, The Carols We Love. The words to these popular songs and the stories behind them will be a powerful reminder of why we celebrate the Christmas season. As always, a copy of today's lesson expressing God's love this Christmas is available for a gift of any size. So call us and ask for lesson number 0451. Call us toll-free at 1-877-859-5484. Or write to us at The Tide at P.O. Box 399, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17201. For information about The Tide, or to hear an encore presentation of today's lesson, be sure to visit our website at www.gospeltide.org. Unto us this day a child is born, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Coming next week on The Tide, a special Christmas message by Pastor Dwayne Pottegrin. I hope you'll join us. Until then, I'm Dave Dino. Thank you so much for tuning into The Tide, touching hearts on shores worldwide.